I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Hope you had a good weekend. Joy and I had a very busy weekend. Joy had the privilege of speaking to a large ladies group, ladies gathering banquet up in the Akron, Ohio area, Green, Ohio. Wonderful church. And my goodness, she did an incredible job. God really spoke through her. Touched the ladies that were a part of the event. And we came back Saturday night tired, well, especially her, but blessed, just so thankful for the opportunity that she had to share a little bit of our story with the ladies of that church. It was just a wonderful event. We were not booked with Cross Power yesterday, so we were in our home church. My goodness, what a wonderful service. So, we had a great weekend. I hope you did too, and I certainly hope and pray that part of your weekend was spent in a good Bible-believing church. And folks, not all churches are Bible-believing. In fact, sadly, tragically, the majority of churches today have abandoned biblical truth. That is a sad fact. The majority of American churches have abandoned biblical truth. I've got another story in my stack that I'll get to pretty soon about the United Methodist Church and their decision to purposely abandon what God has said about marriage and sexuality. Yep, the United Methodists have said, God, we really don't care what you have to say about marriage, family, sexuality. We'll just kind of do our own thing. We really don't care. And God, if you don't like it, well, tough. Yeah, that's basically what they said. I'll get to that in a little bit. So anyway, as I say it all the time, folks, be in a good Bible-believing church, and if you don't have one, find one. They're all over. They really are. All right. Is there a ceasefire or not between Israel and Hamas? I honestly don't know. I really don't. It depends on the news agency that you read. It's very unclear. The Associated Press has this big headline from a couple of hours ago. Israel-Hamas war. Hamas accepts Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal. Well, that would be great, I think. Although we know from past history, Hamas will violate the ceasefire. They always do. They always have. There is no confirmation, at least not that I've been able to find. And this is pretty fresh, so maybe we'll get it even before the end of the program. But I can't find any solid confirmation on the Israeli side. But here's what the Associated Press said. Hamas announced Monday it has accepted an Egyptian Qatari proposal for a ceasefire to halt the seven-month-long war with Israel and Gaza, hours after Israel ordered about 100,000 Palestinians to begin evacuating from the southern city of Rafah, signaling that a long-promised ground invasion there could be imminent. Is it possible that Israel finally forced Hamas' hand? The entire world, including the United States of America, has told Israel in no uncertain terms, do not go into Rafah, do not attack Rafah, agree to a ceasefire, do not go into Rafah. This is a city in the very southernmost part of Gaza, and this is where most of Hamas leadership has fled. Israel has control of most of the rest of the Gaza Strip. And so Israel has said, we declared war on Hamas. We said we would not stop until Hamas was completely defeated. And they have now moved to Rafah. If we are going to obtain our objectives, then we're going to go into Rafah. And we really don't care what the rest of the world says. We're going to protect ourselves. We're going to protect our nation. And the only way to do that is to finish this war. So, we're going to go into Rafah. And so as they have always done, and you won't read this in the mainstream media, you won't hear this on the evening news. When Israel is about to attack some place, they always drop from the air thousands and thousands of leaflets. Tracks, leaflets. Hey, this is the Israeli Defense Force. We're going to be attacking. We don't want you to be hurt if you are an innocent civilian. Please evacuate as soon as possible. Who does that when you're at war? I mean, when you are at war, who does that? Israel. And so anyway, Hamas has said you wouldn't dare attack Rafah, and we're demanding this and we're demanding this. And Israel said, okay, well, since you won't agree to a ceasefire, we have no other choice. And so they dropped all these leaflets, pamphlets, and told the people of the city of Rafah, we're coming, we're going to be attacking, and we do not want innocent people killed or even injured, so we suggest that you evacuate immediately. Is it possible that that finally communicated to Hamas, you know what, they really mean business? Because over the weekend, Hamas was saying, we're not gonna agree to a ceasefire. So anyway, I honestly don't know. Various news sources are reporting that Hamas has accepted the proposal for a ceasefire. And during the break, I'll look again, but I have not seen confirmation from the Israeli side. So anyway, we will see. But I can almost promise you, sadly, if there is a ceasefire, it will not be long before Hamas violates it. That is their tendency. That's their habit. They've always done that. So will a ceasefire hold? Well, I can almost guarantee you the Israelis will not violate it. If it is violated, it will be by Hamas. It would be wonderful if there is a ceasefire that Israel is willing to accept. And, of course, the sticking point was all about hostages. And we'll see. If an agreement has been reached, I would assume the details will be published pretty soon. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Yes, there is. No, there isn't. What am I talking about? A ceasefire. Talk about conflicting reports. During the break, I checked several news sources. One news source says, yes, there is a ceasefire. Another news source says, no, there is not a ceasefire. Another news source says, Israel will not attack Rafah now because of the ceasefire. Another news source says, Israel is continuing to attack Rafah. So what's the truth? I have no idea. I have no idea. I just don't. Just conflicting reports, and as is often the case, we don't know who to believe. Here is one thing, though, that we do know for sure, and I am so disappointed. I could not find this on one single, even one single news source today, conservative, liberal, or in between. Today begins the Holocaust Remembrance Days. Now, in Israel today, at a certain time, I don't remember what time, and it wouldn't be the same time here anyway, but sirens blare in Israel all over the entire country, and everything stops. I don't know whether you've ever seen video of it. It's absolutely incredible. Cars just stop in the middle of the road, in the middle of the highway. They just stop. People working, stop. People walking through the marketplaces, stop. People on their job, stop. People out in a public square, stop. The entire nation just stops. And it's for, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes at a particular time to remember the Holocaust. And different parts of Israel celebrate it, or not celebrate it, memorialize it in different ways, but it actually lasts, the days of remembrance actually last this entire week. But it begins today. Monday, May 6th, Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's a big deal. I mean, it really is. And I could not find one mention of it. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, the Associated Press, nothing. Not one mention. Speaking of that, CNN has just put on their website breaking news: Hamas accepts ceasefire proposal. Okay. It doesn't tell us whether Israel has accepted or not. So again, we just don't know. But I think it is very, very noteworthy that in the days leading up to Holocaust Memorial Day, We have had here in America more anti-Jew, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests and demonstrations in our nation's history We've never had anything like this. This is absolutely historic. We often see that the protests are pro-Palestinian. Well, I suppose they are, but they are also anti-Israel. Over the weekend, we saw graduation celebrations disrupted all over the country. Major disruption at the University of Michigan. Columbia, in spite of what they said a couple of days ago, I mean, it was just 2 or 3 days ago, Columbia University said, of course, we're not going to cancel graduation. Of course not. They did. Yeah, they canceled. There will be no graduation ceremony for the students at Columbia University. Now, were the majority of Columbia University students involved in the riots? No. And in fact, it is estimated that at least 50% and possibly 60% of all the rioters are not even students. They're not students. They're outside agitators. Came on campus just to cause problems. But when you look at the total student body, a very small percentage of the student body was involved in the riots, and yet the majority had their graduation ceremony canceled. So in other words, the radicals, the rioters, won. That is indeed sad. I mean, really, really sad. And by the way, I don't know, maybe we'll get more into this later on in the program, but we are now finding out that there are, I think any reasonable person would have suspected it anyway, but now we know for sure that there are radical organizations behind these protests, and they even have websites where these protesters, these rioters, can go and get encouragement and how-to directions on how to take over a building, how to disrupt an entire campus. As I said, when these all began a couple of weeks ago, they are not organic. They are not spontaneous. They are well organized. They are well financed. How else did everybody get the same kind of tents? Did you notice that? Columbia in New York, UCLA in California, USC in California, University of Minnesota in Minnesota, obviously. Yeah, they all had the same kind of tent. What a coincidence. So they were not spontaneous. Anyway, all right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we will head off in a completely different direction. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.